Hey everybody, my name's Deepak Shukla. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast dealing with all things that relate to life, love and entrepreneurship. So I wanted to begin by telling you what to expect of this podcast and of myself. So first of all, in terms of content, yeah, it's life, love and entrepreneurship, but to be honest with you, it's going to be anything that I think that I can relate to. So that would obviously include the three things mentioned, and it'll also delve into, sports, fitness, dating, depression, kind of all of the things that I think relate to the overall human experience, things that I've been through personally as well as professionally, and giving you an overall view as to all of these things. So they're the things I'm going to be talking about. The second thing to expect is that I don't have a set structure. Today, or for the next 4 days, we're going to be talking about this. I'm going to be talking to you as things come up. So that is just something to be aware of. Every day or every time that I do podcast, you'll be hearing something completely or perhaps slightly different depending upon either the mood that I'm in or questions that I'm asked. And invariably, it's going to be probably questions that I'm asked on various platforms. So that's the second thing. The third thing is that in terms of length of these podcasts, I have adult kind of diagnosed ADHD. So I struggle to focus when it's longer than anything that's long, to be honest with you, which is really ironic because I studied English literature at university. But in terms of the length of these podcasts, you shouldn't really expect anything that's going to be much longer than 10 minutes. There will probably be exceptions at times. You know, if I ever bring in someone for an interview or there's a guest or whatnot. But predominantly they're going to be shorter than 10 minutes. So I would hope that you get through to the end of all of these podcasts, because I do recognise that that's quite a big thing that people struggle with, including myself. That getting through a podcast in its entirety is quite difficult. So that is, I believe that was the third thing. I could be wrong. That's the next thing. So what else is there to tell you? Let's talk about, of course, guests. It will predominantly be my voice you're going to be hearing. So I hope that it isn't too grating upon your ears. I hope that it sounds lovely and amenable enough to you. Invariably, it's going to be myself, and there will be the occasional guest, but you're going to be getting me most of the time. So that's the next thing. Beyond that, I am new to the world of podcasting, and that means that, of course, things sometimes are subject to change. So in terms of perhaps recording quality, structure, format, what I'm saying is that it may turn out to be completely different, all of those things that I've just mentioned. So don't ignore what I've said, but it may change. However, I would be surprised if it did. So they're all the things that you should expect through this podcast. I'll briefly tell you a little bit about kind of who I am, where I am in my life. I'll give you a brief summary and then one story. So the one story actually relates to when I was 18 years old and I didn't get into Oxford University to study English literature, and I decided I'd take a year off to travel and to then reapply. So in that time, I thought it'd be quite cool to go backpacking. So I remember sitting in the office of my uncle, and I was quite apprehensive because there'd been lots of people that I'd spoken to about the idea of let's go and travel for 6 months. Finding someone who's actually going to go and do the things that you want to is really, really difficult. And people can pay brilliant amounts of lip service, but when it comes to actually delivering the goods, these are two different things. And I was quite worried at the age of 18, I'd be going away on my own. And I remember having a conversation with my uncle, and he sat me down and simply said that, you know, Deepak, you should never stop or allow anyone else to come in the way of ambitions that you have in life. If there's a dream or a desire that you have, be prepared to walk that road alone, because there's no worse thing than regretting taking a decision because someone else decided that they couldn't walk that road with you. That stuck with me and it changed my life. I did go and backpack and I did have this 6-month adventure, and that is something that rings true of this podcast, because why is it that I started this podcast? Because I feel that I've got an important message that can help my listeners, that I want to share with the world in discussing all things that relate to life, love and entrepreneurship. And that is what I intend to try and deliver to you. It's my commitment to you through this podcast. So, my life. I'm at the time of recording 29 years old. I'm based in London, England, and I have for the last several years been on the road, having lived in, I think, 9 countries. It's been over the last, decade. England, Georgia, Spain, Italy, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Brazil, Portugal, Malta. I believe that's all of them. I didn't actually count as I went. And I've backpacked to around 50 countries. I've done a lot of different things with my time, and I'm really happy with the things that I've done. I've been in, you know, relationships, various lengths, and with kind of very different kinds of women, from Italian, Spanish, English, French, as well as mixtures, British, Jamaican, French, Ghanaian, been in dated Dutch women, as well as a host of other women from other countries. I'm going to run my 20th marathon this month, actually, in Madrid, and I've done them in around 15 different countries. Every time I run a new marathon, it's a new city and hopefully a new country. I've done 2 full Ironmen, one in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, and the other one in Maastricht, Holland, which is swim, bike, run. I've also done 1 Olympic triathlon in Lausanne. I've fought Muay Thai, where I won by a technical knockout. I've done various half marathons, 10K runs, 5K runs. I'm recently become a British Army reservist. I'm in the process of finishing off that application, where I'd be part of the kind of British infantry. I'm just in my phase 1 of training. And they are all of the kind of sporting adventure sides to me. That's kind of where it starts. And I was a former Deloitte consultant, English literature graduate from Warwick University, quit that job at Deloitte back when I was 22 or 23, never looked back, have spent 6 years on and off the road. Now I'm back in the UK. So I have also spent over 100 hours worth of therapy for depression, self-esteem issues, anger management issues. I have had 2 funded startups. One I raised £5,000 for, another one £75,000 for. One was through private investment, basically my uncle. The other one was through professional investment, where I did end up getting 3 offers for that company I was starting up. So these are some of the various experiences that I've had. I hope that that all seems very interesting to you, or at least some of it seems interesting to you. I'm going to be covering all of those different kinds of things. And yeah, if you are interested in living an extraordinary life, I hope to share with you the reality that I walk the talk and I try and do the things that I tell you about. And I've never really been someone who sat and blogged, podcast or written all their lives. But yeah, now I'm choosing to share what I've done and what I hope that I can bring to your life through this podcast. It's me, Deepak Shukla. As you can tell, I'm winding up to ending the podcast. Have a brilliant day. Bye, and see you soon.